If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffin Daffer. Tonight, we have such a serious subject to discuss. It's Lindsay Clancy. Lindsay has been unfortunately charged with killing her three children. Now, I say unfortunately because it's unfortunately that she killed her three children. I've been very strong about my view about this after viewing all of the evidence involved. Today, I posted something on Twitter, which has met with a lot of controversy, unfortunately. And it's just from the perspective of if Lindsay Clancy did indeed do this in her right mind, which I think she did. I think the whole idea of her being in some sort of psychosis, I don't agree with it. We've seen the professionals and the experts both are on opposite sides. It doesn't matter who you listen to. They have strong views in either camps. To be honest, I've, in a sense, canceled them out. And what I'm looking at are the actual facts in this case. And that is what has led me to the conclusions on this case. I want to talk about really specifically the kids. Dawson, he was 3 years old. This is him on a Facebook post. I want to talk about Cora and her Facebook post. Sorry, for some reason I can't get this to, there she is. It was her first day of preschool. And then finally, Callan. Sorry. It doesn't matter what I do on here. It seems to put up. There we go. There's Callan. My heart, my words are with facts and with what they suffered. This isn't about money or trying to give a point of view that is different and that, you know, elicits clicks and views. It's so ridiculous. It's about them. Sorry, I can't get the pictures I want to come up at the correct time. Nope, that's not it either. There we go. I want to talk about Dawson because Dawson was the first to be murdered. To be murdered by Lindsay Clancy. There is no doubt that she murdered them. She's admitted to it. Her counsel has admitted to it. This is what happened. She killed them, and that's not being contested. What is being contested is why. Was she in psychosis or was she not? And the confusing part is if you listen to the experts, they conflict. When that happens, I also I'm sorry. When that happens, I always try to look specifically at the facts. Again, the first to die was Dawson. Why? I believe he was going to be the most difficult. Look, he was rambunctious. If you listen to the testimony of the father-in-law, he describes that. There is no doubt that he was the more, you know, you can call it energetic, vivacious, full of energy and vigor, like most little boys that are three are. He went first. Second was Cora. I think she felt that Cora wouldn't be that much of an issue. And I don't think she probably was. What really makes me sad about Cora was that Cora was left face down. Every time I think of that, I think, why? And I truly believe it was because she did not want to look this beautiful little five-year-old. And we all know how precocious five-year-olds are. They're so much older acting than when we were young. She left her face down. Callan? Sorry. I don't know why I can't get these to come up right. But I can't. I throw him up on, or Callan on the stage, and Dawson comes up. Nevertheless, Callan sorry, there we go. Callan would have easily been obviously the one that was not difficult to strangle to death. It's all just so sad and it's so heavy. And again, I wrote a tweet today from the viewpoint of her, from what I believe she was going through. I do believe she was calculative. Take a look at this. The baby books up on her table. Look at this. It's performative. And I know some people say, but Jen, this is what her counsel asked for. Well, no, because no matter what, she was in charge of what happened at the table. Let's take a look at this and watch it on the other side.
2022, do you recall? Now, I know that this is difficult. In December of 2022, do you recall the time that you were in the kitchen with Lindsay and Patrick and she made a statement about her state of mind to her husband, Pat, and you were there?
Yes.
I know it's difficult. Just tell us what you remember.
I remember her being very nervous. I remember her saying, I just have to tell you guys something. And then she told us.
What did she tell you?
She told us that she had thoughts of harming the children.
Thank you very much.
Why don't we take the afternoon recess at this?
This is so critical. This was nothing that wasn't told to the mom and Patrick, the husband. She wanted to harm her children. Look, this is a difficult session for me and for many of you because we're talking about three young children. I know I've been in the FBI. I've dealt with child murders, child abuse for so long. But this case struck a chord with me because I find it very difficult to even understand how everyone is coming to the defense of Lindsey Clancy. It's just shocking to me when I think of the kids. It is. And for this reason, and her antics, it has me a little bit more emotional than most cases that I cover. And I would think it would have everyone a bit more emotional than most cases. Now, nevertheless, when you look at cases, you must look at facts. And early on, I didn't know what to think. And then the facts started mounting. I put this up. Why does every doctor have a different diagnosis? If they can't figure out what she suffered from, how was this jury supposed to? Rocky, this is such a great question and exactly what this show is all about, the jury. How can the jury look at this, these baby books, this woman in a wheelchair? How can they look and differentiate between what is fact, what is fiction, what these doctors say? And I'm going to tell you, Rocky, when you look at expert testimony, first of all, the experts are paid. Let's just get that out in the clear, out in the open. They are paid large sums of money to come to the defense or to the prosecution side. That doesn't necessarily mean anything that is nefarious. And I say that because a true expert will only give their expert opinion based on their true belief in a case, especially older experts. You know, older experts that their whole reputation, their life, they're not just trying to come out now and be an expert. No, this is what they've done for a living, and this is what they believe in. This is their life's work. So I am not trying to say anything negative about the experts because I truly believe they tried to do the best they could with their beliefs on this case. But at the end of the day, what are the facts? The facts are she asked her husband, Patrick, to go to a restaurant. They discussed back and forth what would be ordered. I want a bowl. What do you want? She asked him to get Pedialax. She asked him again to go to the pharmacy. There were discussions about this. There were phone calls. There were conversations right in the middle of all this murderous activity. I truly believe because she needed time. She needed to understand how long she would have to be with the children, to be with Kellen, to be with Dawson. To be with Cora. At the end of the day, how is the conversation not about them? And by the way, this is a great question. They are deemed as being mass murdered. She is deemed by anyone who knows what they're talking about. She is a mass murder. Ann Kay says, was she trying to harm her husband? Of course. This is the cycle, in my belief, of a family annihilator. The fact that she chose to kill her children. Obviously, that would have a very detrimental and painful effect on her husband. And I believe that was a big part of her plan. It wasn't just about the kids. It was also about harming her husband. Anne Burgess, I like this point. She's brought up, I mean, I'm in really good company on this case, because Anne Burgess, who was a criminal profiler, she was with John Douglas, Greg McCrary, my mentor, the three original profilers in the FBI. She wasn't an agent, but she was from the physician side of the house. Nevertheless, she agrees, and so do many, many others on this. Dr. G, Pat, we all know that you're not psychotic for 18 minutes during a murder. You have a long history of issues, mental issues, and they accidentally, or not accidentally, I'll say accidentally come to a climax for people who are truly, truly psychotic. How she landed, somebody asked that up here. I'm going to put that up here. She landed on her back, everyone. Not on her face. She didn't dive out of a window. There was absolutely no damage to her head, no abrasions, nothing on her scalp, nothing, everyone. She landed on her back. Does everyone know she was a gymnast? She was an acrobat. I think she absolutely planned to descend 20 feet. Think about that. Please look out your second story window and see how close it is to the ground if you lower yourself down. There was blood that indicated this. How else would blood get on the sill and on the shingles? Because she lowered herself. And she thought, in my opinion, she's going to stick the landing. Just like she did as a cheerleader. She cheered in college. At the end of the day, though, this case is about the children. It's not about her. It's not about us. And you know who will decide this? The jury. And I have to say, they have seen, distressingly, pictures of Cora, of Callan, of Dawson. Apologize. My pictures are not cooperating today. And of Callan, Cora, Dawson, and Callan. They've seen horrible autopsy pictures. They have had to see this woman in the courtroom in a wheelchair, all fixed up, her hair perfectly tidied, makeup on, looking amazing. In my experience, this is what you would see. And this was in court, by the way. of someone who really just doesn't care. Their life is in shambles.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hailey Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to quickly go over how I think this happened. I think she was at her end, meaning she had it. And this happens so often in cases, right? Why are we looking at over 400 cases this year of filicide by a mom? Not with the husband involved or the boyfriend, just the mom. It's rare. It's very rare. And when you look at what was done to Cora Dawson and Kellen, it was planned. She had to get Patrick to leave. Now many ask, but why? Why? Why wouldn't you just do it when he was out of town? That would not work with the plan. She needed him to come back and rescue her, if you will, and find the kids, not later, then. I am not saying, and I want to make this crystal clear, that I don't believe the evidence shows that she was sick. She was sick. She struggled. It's hard to have three kids. I have three kids. I had two a year apart. I had one at 43. It's hard. I always say, when you have one-on-one, like in basketball, man-to-man, it's way easier. When you go into zone, where you're two adults with three children to manage, it's hard. She was nursing Callan for a time. She had a five-year-old to manage. Cora had serious stomach issues, right? Imagine a child that's always complaining, oh, my stomach hurts. Oh, I've got this issue. I've got this. And you're the mom. Breastfeeding. You've got your five-year-old complaining. Believe me, I'm not blaming the kids here. Not at all. I'm saying this is what you chew off when you decide to have children. And she chewed off way more than she could handle. She wanted a perfect, everything perfect. Perfect clothes, perfect hair, perfect backpack. Her to be perfect. She's still that way, even in the midst of all of this. Lipstick on, eyebrows, her hair neatly groomed. We've seen her in all sorts of headbands and looking good. That's what she wanted. And with the birth of Kellen, it became very difficult for her to manage. So many people, thousands of women have come forward and said that they relate in no uncertain terms. Same. You'll see it on TikTok. Same, same. By the way, all of those women need investigated by CPS to make sure their children are okay. Because if a person is having thoughts of strangling a child like this, of strangling a three-year-old like Dawson with their exercise bands, of strangling a five-year-old little girl. Serious, serious, serious issues. You need help, and your children should never, ever, ever be in your care. I guess if I could deliver any message, it would be that. I think of all the cases I've had with single mothers, with no good extended family help, no insurance, no money. No nanny. To be clear, so you guys know. Sorry. Pictures aren't cooperating. She had a nanny. How many of you could afford a nanny? She had every vehicle. She had medication. She had help. She chose to have Patrick leave. She chose to Google how long he would be gone. She chose her murder weapon. You know, I find it so interesting, don't you, that she could figure out how to kill her children. But she couldn't figure out how to kill herself. Think about that. No problem with making sure they died. I mean, do we not think that she could have figured out how to hang herself? How to otherwise perish? She figured out how to kill these kids. But when it came down to herself, she literally used something no one uses. No one. Look it up. How many people use a butcher knife? They don't. They use a paring knife, bucks cutters, razor blades. Not a six-inch butcher knife. Why do you use that? Well, easily controllable. Look at how ominous it is. She made superficial cuts, everyone, on her neck and on her wrist. She studied where to cut. I know she's a nurse, and we should exactly know. Listen, I'm a medic, and I know my carotid comes like this, right down here. Everyone, you can just squeeze your neck here. And I do this in class so people for the first time can understand what it feels like to not have oxygen go to their brain, even if it's for a second. But she wanted to make sure when she did her little superficial cuts that she wouldn't hit any extension of the carotid. So she gets Patrick away. She kills the children one by one, which, remember, Cora would have had to hear the screams of Dawson. Then she takes Cora. We heard testimony. She told her mom and her husband she was going to kill them. And they didn't listen. They did not take her threat to heart. Imagine how that would feel. So right now, you're her, you're Lindsay, and you tell your mom and your husband, the two, I think, the closest people that most people have in their lives are their husband, their children. This is my order. God, husband, children, mother. And you say, I want to hurt my kids. And they don't listen. I truly do believe this was an outcry. Help me. Because I can't help myself. I want to kill my kids. Or hurt. Sorry. To give what they said on the stand was hurt. I'm sure it happened more than once. And I'm sure it was very intense. But nevertheless, what the jurors will hear is hurt. She wanted to hurt her kids. And to be there and say that and have your husband and your mom basically ignore you? Imagine that rage. Imagine it. Yeah, you know, I've always said the same, is that normal mothers, we become this weird mama bear when our kids are born. We're like, we are going to protect them at all costs. Not her. So she sends Patrick out to get takeout, go pick up Pedialyte. She knows she's got roughly an hour. The killings only take about 18 minutes. And recall from testimony, 18 minutes was about the amount of time that she heard the voices. And how about the fact that the voices were only discussed ever after the crime? Not before. She told Mama she was going to hurt them. Sorry, not kill, hurt. She told Patrick she was going to hurt them. She didn't say there were voices. Rocky points this out, and I agree with this. Our mental health care situation is not good. It's not. It's broken. But that doesn't mean because you're sad, because you're depressed, because you're hurt, because you're frustrated, that you can kill your children. when we fall into that sort of a situation, a mindset, a society, we are in huge trouble. Imagine all of the moms that don't have a loving husband, extended family, money, insurance, nannies, all the things she had. Imagine their choice to harm their children. At the end of the day, sadly, this poor jury has had to listen to what these children went through. They've had to see the photos. They've had to hear the testimony. And at the same time, they've seen Lindsay in her wheelchair, all made up, baby books, live with passion, all this BS, in my opinion, on her desk. And they're going to have to sort through it. They're going to have to sort through experts one by one, not agreeing. They're not agreeing because I truly believe they have difference of opinions that are legitimate. They are paid to have an opinion. And that's why at the end of the day, this jury, I hope, will look at the facts, the raw facts, not the guesswork, not the trying to get in her mind months and years later, not looking back at her interviews with individuals, but looking at what she did, how she planned it. And again, I'll say this. She was really good, really good at making sure her children did not survive. Right? Dawson, Cora, Callan, they're not here. And when it came time for her to take her life, as she purportedly wanted to do, she failed miserably. She had doses of the medicines prescribed to her that were therapeutic amounts. Seroquel was double the amount only. They said it would take 10 times what she had to cause any sort of fatality or, you know, to really have a horrible effect on her. I really think she took that last dose at the end. That's what I think. To get her through it. She failed miserably. Her intake of medicine didn't kill her. Her superficial cuts, little scrapes, just scrapes on her neck, her arms in the wrong direction and superficial. I think too, the ER doctor said actually even broke the skin to a degree to get through the initial layer. And from the evidence, she did it in front of a mirror, everyone. Was that to see exactly where she was hitting on her neck? That's what I would argue. So we've got the medication that wasn't anywhere near a lethal dosage, and she's a nurse. We have cuts that were superficial in two areas. She's doing a bad job of taking care of herself compared to what she did to these children. And then to jump 20 feet as an acrobat, as a stunt cheerleader back in the day. The blood on the sill, the blood on the shingles, the fact she landed on her back, the fact that there was nothing on her head to show she dove first in any way. Everyone. It's so hard to think about. It's interesting because, as you all know, or many of you know, Hidden Killers, Tony, I just think so much of him. I know him personally, obviously on the show, but for years I've known him. Tony Brusco. Robin Dreek, former FBI. By the way, I said Brusco, it's Brusky. Sorry. Brusco is Spanish, meaning big and full. And that's what he is as well. But nevertheless, I think so much of them, and they disagree with me, although Robin has been texting me that he's rethinking because of recent testimony. The bottom line is, everyone, these little ones are all gone. And for the jury to have to consider, was this a situation of her being able to control herself, to not only know wrong for right, which is what Massachusetts requires, in conjunction with being able to act on wrong for whether you're wrong or right. When you look at all of that, I believe she's criminally responsible. That's what I believe.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
But I can tell you this, and this is the main reason I wanted to do the show. No matter whether you think she had a break, a psychotic break, and that she didn't mean to harm her children, that she didn't mean to jump out a window. No matter what you believe, at the end of the day, this jury has an incredibly difficult job. I have the utmost respect and regard for this jury, what they've had to listen to, the photos they've had to see, and the decisions they're going to have to make. I just wanted to say I'm 100% behind whatever they decide. if they say she's not criminally responsible, totally respect that. I might not agree with it, but I respect it. I find it so interesting is that a lot of people have different views than me, and I respect them. I call it the other side of the pancake. The reason I say the pancake as opposed to anything else is when I cook and I make pancakes every morning for my son, one side has this perfect kind of look. It looks really cool and great. And the other side has sort of these little marks in it, like little holes. They look totally different. It's so amazing that this pancake is one unit because one side looks one way and one side looks the other. And my point is that in this case, in particular, there are two sides of this very real issue. I am so glad that postpartum depression and anxiety, and even though it's so, so rare, 0.001. If I've ever said too many O's, it's because of thinking of thousands. But when you put it into decimals, I believe it's 0.001. And then 4% of the 0.001 that commit filicide. Look, no matter what side you are on the pancake, these jurors have a very tough decision to make, and we have to back their decision. It's so hard. And I feel for them. Do I pray that they think of Cora and Dawson and Callan? Do I pray that they look at the premeditation? That they look at the facts, the Google searches. Is there help for a sociopath? I think she thought she was a sociopath. It's what I think. She needed to know how long she would be away so she could get the crime done. She knew and understood her exercise bands, the mode at which she would kill them. Remember, she didn't just use one band. She used two. Elasticity. Everything in terms of the power she would have to do for minutes and minutes. And I'm serious, time yourself. Just take 4 minutes and see if you can take an exercise band and pull it as hard as you can for 4 minutes. It's going to be really hard. When I look at these cases, I look at it very, I don't know how to say it other than with my common sense. Not only my experience, but I take my common sense. What makes sense? It makes no sense that she can easily figure out a way to kill three children and she can't figure out a way to kill herself. Did it just hurt too much? How does anyone think you're in psychosis when you do superficial wounds and it hurts too much to continue? If you were psychotic and wanted to get rid of yourself because the voices told you you had to, explain to me how you would all of a sudden stop because it hurts. You wouldn't. Explain to me how you would have therapeutic doses of drugs in you and not OD, fatal doses as a nurse. Explain to me how you would only go out a two-story window and lower yourself down. This is not, in my opinion, a difficult case when you look at the facts. Did the voices that only spoke to her for 18 minutes and never before and never after, did they tell her to reach out to Patrick? Did they say, Google these timeframes? Not just the Google, But how about the fact she used the long form of Google? When have you ever done that? When have you ever said, honey, can you go get food, takeout, and then track them, knowing their time frame? Oh, and then murdered your kids in that time frame? I'm a common sense, I'm an Occam's razor. I don't believe she was ever told by the devil or voices to do this. She was fed up. She was struggling. She was a smart woman. She was well educated. And she thought her life was being wasted home with the kids. And she wasn't living up to her expectations. And she thought, I think, that she could use this excuse and get away with it. I'm not fooled. And for those of you who are on the other side of this pancake, I respect you. It's a hard subject. I don't believe her for a minute. Too many other cases. Too many people that try to use the somebody made me do it. I was out of my mind. Yeah. If she was out of her mind, she wouldn't have sent those texts. She wouldn't have made those calls. She wouldn't have changed out exercise bands. She wouldn't have killed them one by one. And the biggest tell, she would have been successful at killing herself and not deviated because the cuts hurt. She knew exactly how and where to hurt herself, and she didn't do it. That tells me all I need to know in this case, or at least a big part. Again, the experts, I have so much respect for all of them. I think they are amazing psychiatrists and good at understanding the human mind. They've done incredible research. They're well written and well documented. This isn't about that. They did not know Lindsay. And the doctor that said, the rebuttal doctor that said, 18 minutes is completely outside of the norm for hearing voices for 18 minutes during the crime and not on either side, actually very much agree with that from a general sense. All right, everyone, I swear I thought this was going to be 30 minutes and I was going to do another live actually about Taco Tuesday. I've got all these pictures, but I'll do that probably on Friday. Later this week, the one recipe a week, and then Saturday or Sunday, my daughter and I will come on and do our FBI movie critique. It's a very hard, hard subject to talk about. And I appreciate all of you who came on tonight to weigh in. I always love the chat. You guys are amazing. Troublesome. But whatever this jury decides, everyone, we have to be behind them, no matter what side of the pancake they fall on. I think it will be the right side, the way it should have ended up. Because I truly believe they will do what's right for these children. For Kellen, I'm sorry, Dawson. For Kellen. And of course for Cora. They'll get it right. They've got a tough, tough job. I don't know where they're going to come down on this. If you look at social media, it's going to be on the side of not criminally responsible. But I hope they look at the facts, because the facts don't say that. But if they decide not criminally responsible and she goes to an insane asylum, you know, basically a healthcare facility for people mentally ill, I'll respect that, as we all should. All right, everyone, let's keep this jury in our prayers. And until next time, thank you to the mods. Thank you for all of you on the live today. Don't forget, tomorrow, 10 a.m., we're going to be going over the Ramsey ransom note, which I cannot wait. Lena Sisko joins us. It's going to be great. She is one of the statement analyst experts. And also, we're going to be going over Patsy Ramsey's words and interview on Larry King Live. I can't wait for her to break that all down. I think you guys are going to hear some very interesting things about the JonBenet Ramsey case. And on this case, again, let's pray for wisdom for the jury. All right, everyone, until next time, may justice be served for Callan, for Cora, and for Dawson.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections, with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step 4, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.